Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Lazzari reaches third base with a triple. Gehrig scores. Durst goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt moves to second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher bunts towards the mound. Lyons catches it and throws to first to double up Combs. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Com moves to second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Com moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com scores. Cecil moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Yankees. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 5-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Durst moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Durst moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grabowski for the out. Durst scores. Lazzari moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Clancy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Yankees. Willie Combe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Combe hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 2 in the game. Durocher hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 6-3, Yankees. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Durst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durst moves to third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grabowski strikes out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs strikes out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 3 in the game. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to third. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCurdy scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Yankees. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy juggles the ball. That's an error on Clancy. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazare hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill, who is chasing the ball. Lazare reaches third base with a triple. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Combs chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards DeRocher. DeRocher fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on DeRocher. Clancy goes all the way around to score. Metzler moves all the way to home. It's 7-6, Yankees. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-4 in the game. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeRocher moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeRocher scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 8-6, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Buck Redfern. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing second base. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got three RBIs. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grabowski bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.